CBSI and the world. I'm John Batchelor with Thaddeus McCullough of American Greatness, and Indiana Honlein, the dusty one, prances into the studio because he's got something very important to tell us. It's small. He's holding it in his hand. It's cracked. What is it? Thaddeus?
Yes, Mel, Indiana has a newfound given us greater insight into solving the riddle of which came first, the chicken or the egg.
Well, we have a thousand-year-old answer to tell us where the egg was, and that is laying in a cesspool, a pit, around human defecations that preserved it for a thousand years. It's very rare globally to have found a complete egg. And this one, which had a little hole, so much of the yolk came out, but there's still remnants. It cracked slightly when it was taken out, and now it's been repaired and restored. And this is a whole egg found from the Islamic period about 1,000 years ago. Poultry farming was introduced about 2,300 years ago into the area of Israel. But they were astonished to find this. And this is a large-scale excavation near the city of Yavne. And they have found an industrial area going back to the Byzantine period. And they have found many other very interesting discoveries. But as they are looking, this was land being prepared for construction. But as you know, in Israel, before you can build or dig into the ground, you have to have it checked by archaeologists because the vast majority of the land is sitting on top of past history. So we know that poultry farming, which existed during the Hellenistic and early Roman periods, and then from the Islamic period, the 7th century on, we see there was a decrease in pig bones because neither the Jews nor the Muslims ate pigs, and there was an increase in eggs and chicken meat. So the this is a very interesting discovery, and I hope people will be able to go and see it soon.
We take you to Ashkelon, recently under attack from the rockets out of Gaza, but now a discovery of a basilica, a 2,000-year-old basilica, Roman. Where is it, Indiana?
It's in Ashkelon, in the Tel Ashkelon National Park, where they are planning to restore one massive marble columns and statues and to build 2 kilometers of accessible paths. They have columns that go up to that supported the roof, which was 42 feet high. There was a central hall and 2 side halls, and it was the central place for life in the Roman period, the public life of the city, where people transacted business or met for social or religious purposes. And the area was destroyed in an earthquake in the year 363, and the incredible sculptures and marble columns that were found there. So they're rebuilding it to give people a real sense of what life was like there. This is a massive basilica with hundreds of ornately carved imported columns, and this was first seen in the 20s, but it was only excavated now with the methodologies that we have. Some of the columns have an eagle, the symbol of the Roman Empire. Others have very intricate decorations. They believe may have come from the period of King Herod because they found Herodian-era coins in the bedding of the structure's floors. So it could have been built during the time of the great builder, Herod.
Indiana Honlein, the dusty one, the chapeau, the bullwhip, the bag of tricks, taking up his 1,000-year-old egg, heading back out for more Roman discoveries near Ashkelon on the seashore. Thaddeus McCotter, American Greatness. This is CBSI in the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBSI on the World with John Batchelor.